I decided it made sense.
You were right. This is the hoe episode, and it's not about us. We're truthful hoes.
I wasn't bored last night.
Okay, I wasn't ready for that part.
This is the beginning. I know you hate when I play songs from the beginning, but you gotta know this verse.
I was just ready for the hook, and now I'm confused. It's too much work.
Would she rather have a purse? Why give a bitch an inch? Would she rather have nine? Do you like...
Is oh my black God.
This is Lil Wayne. How do you not know your nigga?
All right,
I thought
dude.
Your name is Weezy for
I have
a reason.
Asthma.
Bitch, you used to be in love with Lil Wayne.
That's what you think.
You did. Girl,
he was
all over your school binder. Let's not. Let's fucking not.
Lucky you.
Anyways, guys, hi. Welcome to yet another episode of Horrible Decisions. This is your girl, Mandy B.
And I'm Weezy.
And this is episode what? One of them episodes. We don't be knowing the numbers until we post it in real life.
I don't know if it's your first episode, but we have so many new listeners since we've been on Lipstick Alley. And, you know, Lipstick Alley is a place for, I feel like, exposure. So I just want to say I really appreciate all of you guys that have.
I appreciate them for saying the good things, but you have not been dragged for filth on there like I have.
Bitch, I have 45,000 less followers than you, so I can't get dragged
I
yet.
Do want to go ahead and actually, I do want to actually talk about, because now that we are on Lipstick Alley and we've made like, hey, we're on Lipstick Alley, I know people have started reading what the fuck is on there about me. So I do want to let y'all know I was broke as fuck at one point, sleeping on an air mattress. Yes, I was. I do want to let you guys know that. A lot of things that are on there that were said about me was shit when I was finding myself. I was 18, 19. Oh, bitch. Acting like I was fucking these millionaires and sleeping on an air mattress, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Were you?
Bitch, the first trip I took out, like in real life, that's what paid for my bed. Oh. Why you bullshitting? Bitch, my first trip was a little money trip. So there's just quite a lot of negative things said on there about me.
Dude, I had some hard times. I had an ankle bracelet, bitch.
I'm trying to think. Would I rather have bad things said about me on Lipstick Alley or a mugshot?
I mean, it's completely wiped, though. I could pay to make it go away.
Yeah, I don't think I can pay Lipstick
Alley. I paid
Lipstick
a lot
Alley.
Of money to make that shit go away,
I don't think
bro.
I could pay Lipstick
I actually
Alley.
Had my geeky best friend, Enoch, who knows everything about everything, like, try to Google the shit out of it, I think. Or maybe it wasn't him. I don't know, but couldn't find it still, so...
Well, we haven't seen each other. We haven't even really spoke this week because you've had a friend in town. So is there anything? Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and ask this. I didn't want to ask this off air because I just wanted to start at you. Have you eaten her pussy because she's fine as fuck? And I was just, me and my room, we were just sure that y'all were fucking. Nigga,
oh
I was
my
just
God.
Sure because she's like,
come say hi. Issa.
Come say hi. So her friend is in town from Germany and I'm just sure they're fucking because I would fuck.
Hey, everybody.
Wait, you got to say something in German. You got to be sexy with it.
How do you say whore in German?
No,
what would we be?
Say like, hi, daddy. I want to suck your dick in German.
Okay.
Get in the mic and tell them. I'm really curious.
Hey, Papa. Ich möchte einen Schwanz lutschen.
Oh, that shit sounds sexy. Say it one more time. Say it.
Hey, Papa. Ich möchte deinen Schwanz lutschen.
Oh, bitch. You lucky I don't speak another language, huh? God damn. So, okay, answer the question for the listeners, because
no,
I'm sure they follow
never
you.
Had sex.
Y'all haven't had sex? Do you like girls? Weezy, and you ain't even turn her out? God damn it. You're a waste of a friend.
Okay, let me tell you. Let me explain it. Me and Issa met in the club. Like, okay, we found out 6 years ago. And she was interning for somewhere in Orlando. And we became amazing friends. I came and visited her in Germany. We took a cruise together. And I had a total crush on Issa because what happened when I saw you, when I met you?
Do you hear me from here?
Yeah.
Maybe.
I hear you.
Her butt. I will post her butt on our site. I mean, on our Instagram page. Yeah, she had an amazing butt, and I had a total crush on her. And then
she's fine.
Yeah, and then on our cruise, she kissed me. I was so happy.
So wait, y'all kiss only on the lips? On the lips on your face?
And can we catch up?
How boring.
Because I was.
And she's been sleeping in your bed for the past week.
Now I feel guilty. Issa's on my couch.
Oh. What is wrong with you? Oh, she's a terrible friend.
No, you know, we've known each other so long at this point. I feel like...
Bitch, I'm going home if you try to make me sleep on that purple couch in your goddamn house.
It's a... No, it's
I don't
a
give
bed.
A fuck. I like your bed. I'm sorry. I am so sorry for your trip to the United States.
I have slept on my own fucking couch because you take over my
You're
bed.
Here in the United States. It's an amazing couch. Yeah, but you're here in the United States and you're
it's
not even getting
a
head.
A popping neighborhood, okay?
From and she likes giving head to all these bitches. Like, I don't know how she ain't eat your pussy. Jesus, what? Oh, I do want to talk to you guys because I guess something that a lot of the followers have been wanting to hear about. I went to a nude beach.
Oh my
recently
god!
So there's a nude beach. If you and a lot
you
of people
were wilding the fuck
bro,
out. Bro,
a lot of people thought that I was in another city. They were like, "Let me know when you get back. How's your trip?" And I'm like, "My nigga, I'm in Jersey."
yeah, I never knew there was a nude beach.
Yeah, so it's Gunnison Beach. For all of my local New York listeners, it's called Gunnison Beach. I believe this weekend, Labor Day weekend, is the last weekend because New York actually shuts down all of its beaches at the same time, which sucks.
Really?
Yeah, because it's now winter. They're all like state-owned or government-owned. I don't know how the fuck that shit works.
This is the whole podcast. This is not Angela Rye. we don't know anything about politicking.
but it was really fun. It's actually a beach. It's much different than Hallover Beach in Miami, which is gay beach. And not the gay beach, but there's a lot of gays that are on the gay beach there. On the nude beach. I keep calling it the gay beach.
Because normally the nude beaches are the gay beaches.
Are the gay beaches. But this is actually...
I think, in Orlando.
Yeah, it's just a great nude beach where it's a mixture of people, young, old, and just cultures. Like, the most... You know, diverse.
How were the dicks?
Okay. So there was one guy who kept walking past us. And I'm not going to lie. So being on this podcast with Weezy, I have found myself more curious about white penises.
Oh, my. Thank you.
So.
Because it's reversed on me.
Right. So.
I've been looking at niggas.
So I've been looking at them on porns or whatever. But on this beach, bitch, there was a lot of white dick. And there was some good, nice size ones. I was impressed. Like. There was a lot of, and me and Crystal talked about this, there were a lot of uncircumcised ones. So I was like, okay, maybe they're all foreign, because I think that's what we talked about. I don't know.
Issa, is circumcision a thing you've seen with American guys?
Yeah, I think it is.
It's not.
No, see?
Oh, that's right. Issa likes black guys.
Oh, smart girl.
No, I read something recently that said, I don't know if it's true, but... 80% of men in America are circumcised. 80% of men in the world are uncircumcised.
I believe that. And it was, there was also a few that I was just like, there's no way they have penetration. Like, I saw any penis. Like, the dick was like in the balls, if that makes sense. And I was just like, and it's weird because everyone there is nude, which is why I ended
up. Shout out to you. I did a nude beach in Barcelona and I was so insecure about my body.
Oh, and I think the complete opposite because I saw so many bodies and. Bitch, I felt free. I was like, yes, bitch.
I was like feeling like I think I was in like my best weight, like my and like I felt sexy in clothes, but getting naked, I was scared.
And I'm the complete opposite. I feel so big and dragged down when I wear clothes, and I feel so free and confident when I'm naked. I'm like the complete opposite. And being at the nude beach, looking at all the other bodies, I was just like. Bitch, my body looked bomb as fuck. Like, I was actually very
go ahead, show
very
us the
confident,
picture.
Bitch.
She just unlocked
no,
her phone.
No, I ain't got to because I'm actually gonna keep the show rolling. You know, she.
You were looking real slutty on that beach. I got
real slutty. I was new. Jesus
I don't know
Christ.
What I was doing that day, but all I know is I saw a video of you taking a penis.
So there were my friend White Chocolate. Shout out White Chocolate. He had Jello shots.
What color is White Chocolate?
He's white. He's white, but
he
likes to be called white chocolate. I actually think...
Why? Did he have a big
I think
dip?
He's white. No, he kept covering it with a towel, so I didn't really look at it.
That
wasn't
was
sure. Also, shout out to Jeff and the Go Green crew. They're who, like, set it all up. Fucking awesome. They listened to the show, him and his wife, Jeff.
Oh, well, bitch, your show didn't invite me.
Yeah, well... It was fun. You wouldn't have wanted to go. It was like a 2-hour ride, commute.
Bitch, I barely.
We
go
left
to
the
Brooklyn
house at 7:15
to do this
to get
show
there.
For 40 minutes.
I know, but no, it was a great time. Anyone who hasn't been, I think that would be a great place to go, even with your friends, just to you know, kind of feel comfortable about yourself. I loved it. It was a great time. Again, that's Gunnison Beach, Gunnison.
Dude, no, see,
if you want to look
it
up,
I could only do it out of the country again because then what if I'm like fall asleep and then my ass and my pussy's out and then boom, I'm on the internet, no mugshot,
but
pussy
but
on Lipstick Alley.
But you know what? That's the thing. No, these people are really like used to being naked, so it's like, bitch, I had to sneak and take my pictures. There was no phones out like that. People were really just enjoying themselves there. So it's not anyone looking to put anyone on blast or expose anyone. It was just a really good time.
Okay.
Well, it really was. I enjoyed it.
I'm going to keep my pussy in my panties. I mean, unless Issa is ready tonight.
You're so full of shit. So I wanted to go ahead, and I guess we're actually waiting on our guests right now. Y'all know CP time. I don't know why I fuck out. I just don't tell people to be here an hour early. Sit here and be like, yeah, we're recording the show at 5, knowing we're recording at fucking 6, just so people could be on time.
I know, it's pretty bad.
I do want to thank everyone who's been leaving, reviews, emailing us. We made it to the
top 200. I think we were only on there for an hour.
It doesn't matter how long, bitch. We made it. God damn it.
So, shout out to XD. I don't know which show he's going to be on the next one or the one before this, but he sent me a screenshot of us at 200 for top 200 in the podcast. It only goes to 200, and we were 200.
And we were 200, but hey, we're cracking the seal here.
I screenshotted it. I sent it to the lover, but I'm like, I don't know if you know what this means, but there's like 100 million podcasts, and we made that shit. So, famous. Ugh, make an appointment to text me, nigga. My nude value went up.
Also, I want to give a huge shout out. We made 100,000 listens. And I actually had to take a seat back when I read that, saw that, because I'm just like, whether it's 4,000 people, 100,000 people, 10,000 people, I don't know how many thousands of people have listened to us. It's just like an average. But to know that all of them have heard about us talking about sucking dick, fucking in a treehouse after peeing on yourself.
My mom talking about anal. Not deep. As she said,
me getting farted on while I was eating a bitch out.
Dude,
I cried for Lover Boy because
my pussy so good. That's why he got his name. No, I'm gonna tell you what it was. It wasn't that. I cried when he ate my pussy, but I came on the show and cried because
you were getting in your feelings.
No, bitch. When I was sleeping, I caught that nigga touching my face and kissing me and shit. And I was
She just,
it was too much, dude. And then it was like, that's how we called him Lover Boy, because he was too emo.
See? So we have been through a lot with you guys. And I'm just glad that you guys are here.
I lost my virginity while we've done this show. You
anal virginity does not count.
Bitch, if I'm a new, it's a virginity. Okay?
If you stick a dick in your pussy, like even just the head, you lost your virginity. You said it didn't go deep. So you lost your deep anal virginity, not your actual anal virginity.
First of all, cunt, and I don't use that word a lot. I lost my anal virginity.
Okay, guys. All right. Well, we're going to go ahead and start off with home mail while we wait for our late-ass motherfucking guest. Mind you, he's 20 minutes late right now, y'all. 20 minutes late, goddamn. Anyways, I'm going to go ahead and read this letter. And
I haven't heard it, but I saw two girls write.
Two girls were writing me, so I think it's kind of cool. Maybe someone else has gone through this. So it says, hey, guys, so I need some advice.
He won't call me back. Girl, dump that nigga.
No, bitch, it ain't that whole.
Because you said all of us.
Met this guy at work about 5 years ago. We eventually became really good friends, got close, and saw him as like a work brother.
Quote-unquote.
Listen. Well, one night after work, he and I go out for drinks with another friend of ours from work, and we're having a good time. Convo was dope. It was just chill, per usual. But he made a couple comments throughout the night about friends who aren't off limits and such, and I kind of felt like I knew where this was going. But we tried to disregard. Needless to say, we're heading back to our cars, and he opts to walk me to my car, which isn't really so unusual as he's done so before. But typically when it was just he and I. Anyways, I get to the car, and he basically insinuates that he and I should hook up. Being that I recently split from my ex, as did he. So first off, am I bugging to feel offended by this? This is a work, relationship. Second, is it immature of me not to talk to him anymore? Basically, since then, he's reached out several times and I won't reply.
Wow, she's really not attracted to him.
Clearly. Whenever we see each other at work, I simply smile and wave, but keep it moving. I feel bad, but I feel like I can no longer trust him as a friend. So basically, she's asking what she should do in this situation.
Was he drunk?
It says they were getting drinks. Whether they were drunk or not, he pretty much said, let's hook up. And so now she's feeling, I'm assuming what she's feeling uncomfortable. And
I don't know how friendly they are at work, but I will say
me
this.
Neither.
Agard, who's from the No Chaser podcast tonight. That is my work bae. I always post him stuff like that. People have made jokes about us hooking up at work and things like that.
Because he's fine.
But I was going to say.
You ain't play pockets with him at work?
Okay, bitch.
Okay.
I think that's what happens when you have someone else that's attractive, right? I think that's where the teasing comes from. So if the comment was made, I would think it was just a honestly, because he makes jokes with me like that, but I don't take them serious. And in 5 years, I could see him joking around with me like that too. I don't know if he was joking or not, but I feel like it's not a big deal. It's like inevitable questions.
I think so too. And I think that just to not make it awkward, I think if you guys were talking on a regular and now you're just not responding to him, I think you should probably just bring it up. Like, listen, you're my work bro. And
you know what? I'm going to be honest with you. I'm having a little bit of a flashback here. I met one of my best friends. His name is Juan. Shout out to Juan. He has a gorgeous wife and two amazing kids. And if he did something to me like that when he broke up with her, I'd have been insulted too.
Okay.
I mean, I'm sorry, not when he broke up with her. They're married, but I'm saying if he did, I think I'd be insulted because that's how much I feel like he is my friend. 100%. I would be hurt. Now, not talk to him? No.
That's a little much, especially
he
if you guys have been friends
much
for 5 years.
To do that. And I think that a lot of people get vulnerable when they're in breakups.
Right.
So, you know, you go to the closest next person, right? You broke up with your girl. She broke up with her guy. It's like, okay, well, shouldn't we do this? But I think that's okay. I think male and female friendships always face this point where sometimes you don't know what to do. You're just like,
I agree.
Is our connection so great that we should be together or not? A lot of friends do that with me and Enoch too, just because we're that closest friends, but it's just not going to go there. I think a lot of men just don't understand. If I have a female in my life that's so amazing and I get along with her so well, are we going to be romantically connected to each other?
And I think that's...
I think it's okay that it happened.
I mean, I think it's more so too that they work together. And I think you have to realize that can bring also an awkwardness to people, especially now you know this guy has offered his dick to you and you guys work together. And if that's not a line that you're looking to cross, I think it should be simple as just to tell him.
I would not throw away somebody in 5 years, man.
No, I would definitely just tell him, listen, I see you as a friend and I don't want to take it to the level of us fucking. And I kind of, maybe you should even express like, listen, I was uncomfortable with you putting yourself on me, knowing that I'm in a vulnerable
state. I don't
think
he's going to do it again if you say that. I also think that, I don't mean this in an insulting way, but...
Here we go.
I think that women can be naive or give men too much credit as to believing that they won't be attracted to them. And sometimes as women, we get super... There's times where I've understood why people thought Juan and I were fucking when we worked together, because I would hold on to him too much or hug too long or do things like that or lean on him. And I didn't realize the signal it was giving. Now, Juan knew me well enough to know what it meant. Other people looked at it like, you like him. He likes you. Blah, blah, blah. You never know. People don't know your relationship. And that's the thing. So you may have done something or I'm just curious. Maybe she showed a sign that... Maybe not.
Let's not put it on the victim.
No. She didn't get raped. I'm just saying, you have to consider too, have you ever done anything that made him think that?
Yeah, have
blah,
you
blah,
ever
blah.
Slapped his butt? Have you ever mentioned a bulge in his pants? Because I do uncomfortable shit like that. I probably sexually harass people.
No, see, Enoch and I have been friends for 5 years. I undressed a lot in front of Enoch. He's never seen me naked, but I've taken my shirt off. I have had a bra on, blah, blah, blah. Now, we've lived together that closer than close, but... I don't know. That's the thing. How much credit do you give someone to knowing how well did you know them?
I think...
She said work relationship. So that's why I think my male friendships are a little bit different. These are deeper friendships. If it's just a dude at work and you... I don't know.
Right.
I would definitely still talk to him.
Right. Okay.
Get over it.
So I guess you want to do...
Don't lose a friend from that long.
Do you want to do the kink of the week? Because I guess he could walk into that. Our guest, by the way, so y'all could... Cuss his ass out when he... Yeah, I do have a kink for this.
Okay.
I do want to go ahead... Make sure y'all cuss this nigga out when he walk in, too. Go ahead and write him on all of his social networks.
Oh, my God.
We have Maul coming on from the Joe Budden podcast. Leave it up to somebody from the Joe Budden podcast to be late, right? Makes sense to me.
It doesn't? Why?
Jesus Christ. I don't know. Black guys be late for every fucking thing. Jesus Christ. They ain't shit. So, I actually have... I had two. I guess we'll do this one. This one sounds good.
I was trying to like look up fetishes and like some of them are disgusting, bro. It was
bro,
like,
do you know I read one where there's a fetish of girls wanting to be in a tub of baked beans?
Okay, like, hold on. I've had a water fetish lately, and I'm gonna tell you guys what it is because it's crazy.
So maybe we'll do this as the kink then.
I don't know what the fetish is. I don't know what it's called. You can look it up. It's probably aqua something, aquamarina. And this is what I was thinking.
Wait, fetish of water?
Okay, this is going to be...
Explain it. It's probably nasty as fuck.
Give me your phone, because I've got to explain it. All right.
Oh, you're right. Aquaphilia.
Okay, well...
So we're going to use this as the kink.
This is what happened. I was talking to Lover Boy about, I was stressed about something at work, and he was like, oh, I can't wait to be back. Oh, you're going to come home. I'm going to give you a bath and blah, blah, blah. And be sweet and shit. And I'm like, wouldn't it be nice if we were in the bathtub and you were fucking the shit out of me and you put me in the water a little long?
Wait, you want to be drowned?
No, not drowned. Not like die drowned, but like fuck the shit out of me, right? Like fuck me hard, then like my hand.
And then
like,
put your head underwater?
And then like pull me out. You know what?
So there's actually cut this part out. Well, no, we're not gonna cut it out because you're weird as fuck. But there's actually
look up the drown. What's the okay? So read the aqua.
This is aquaphilia. But actually, with what you're talking about, there's another fetish. Normally, it's by choking.
Asphyxiation.
There you go. That is a fetish of pretty much losing consciousness while coming at the same time or some shit like that.
No, it's just like losing consciousness can make like the other senses heightened. No, bro, and you feel bullshit. Good.
I don't want to almost die while getting
choked. You don't like getting choked?
Not in real life. Like fake choke me. Like do the motion of it, but don't really choke me.
A little bit of air to come out?
Girl, my niggas is big. Their whole hands are going around my throat and I don't want to die. I don't want to die.
Okay, listen, when I said the drowning thing.
Wait,
I had to warn him a few times. I'm like, look, it's really dirty. I'm gonna tell you tomorrow. He's like, no, tell me now. I was like, ugh. When I said it, he's like,
weird.
It's
just weird. Wait, I think our guest just walked in, y'all.
We were really talking about some freaky shit.
We hope you got something to say about this one. But I'm gonna go ahead and read it. You could just listen to it while we talking. Since y'all, I told y'all, so he just changed his social media, but I'm gonna make him say it so y'all can cuss his ass out for being late.
Oh,
like the nigga he is, late CP time. God damn it. So right. the kink for this week is aquaphilia. It is a form of sexual fetishism. That involves images of people swimming or posing underwater and sexual activity in or underwater.
And the weird thing is I don't like fucking on the beach or like in pools or in the shower, but like I just want him.
When I see them pictures of Fiji, all I'm thinking about is fucking in the water.
Maybe we all got a little bit of Aquafina.
I just want to fuck.
Is it Aquafina or what?
Aquaphilia.
Okay, bitch, Aquafina. And yeah, like I said, I don't want to be drowned. I just want it to be like this dominant thing.
Okay,
like,
this is not normally how we introduce our guests, but have you ever fucked in water?
The shower, yeah.
See, that does that count? Does the shower count? And I've only given guys the shower option when my weave ain't done. Does she have weave in her hair?
I was fucking a Spanish chick. And
I put my hands through her hair and shit.
My ex used to give me remember the Spanish ex I had? And baby, let me give you the Publix bag because I want you to take a shower with me.
Not the Publix bag in the shower. Go the fuck away. Okay, so I guess we'll go ahead and do a late-ass intro, goddamn. I hope y'all, ain't mind us talking. But I'd like to welcome our guests for today's show. We have Maul. Maul, do you go by anything else?
Nope, just Maul.
What's Maul mean? Like Jamal, yeah, or like name, shopping Jamal. Mall? Oh.
Both.
Can you take me to that mall?
It depends, yeah.
And I guess can you let our followers know what you do? Because clearly the Joe Budden podcast listeners still don't know what the fuck you do. They're still trying to figure the shit out.
I do a podcast.
Oh, God.
Like, we know that's not all you do.
I don't think that's hard to figure out. I mean, I do a podcast.
That's not all you do.
That's all I do right now.
That's why it's like expensive. That's all you do?
That's all I do.
And listen, so we decided the episode for today, the title is pretty cool. But before we get to the horrible decision and what we're going to talk about, we'd like to kind of break the bubble.
Break the ice?
Break the ice. There you go, my bad.
Kind of burble?
You can do break.
You nervous as I am?
Girl, Maul got me all hot in here.
Damn, okay.
I'm just playing. That's
like
my
that.
Friend, y'all. That's
with
my friend.
Mandy's pussy gets what an expensive thing.
Shut the fuck. Oh, my God.
But I don't know if you got the height. How tall are you?
5'10".
Nah, you ain't getting fucked.
Okay.
No. I mean, normal tall niggas ain't getting fucked.
Mm. Mandy, I hate you. So
you need skyscraper.
Bro, chill. So to introduce our guests, we like to do this or that. And in this segment, we're pretty much going to give you two things and you choose this or that. Goddamn. I guess that's how you explain the goddamn rules for that. And you pick one, and maybe we'll get into talking about it. If you have any, feel free. So the first one is, do you like big titties or big ass? Ass man, titty man.
That's, it depends.
It depends.
Yeah, it depends how cute she is.
But that's phase.
Issa, you got both.
Ain't she fine over there? Look, he's sizing her up and down.
How you doing?
Can you take her to the mall?
She's from Germany.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Okay, so either one, it just depends.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not an ass or
a
titty
guy.
No,
but if you had to pick, would you rather have A cups and a huge ass or a flat ass and double Ds?
Oh, good way to ask that.
I'll take, because I think you just look, it's better in clothes when you have a bigger ass. As opposed
Yo,
to
no,
big
you look disproportionate.
With, we already know who we're talking about.
Yeah, titties and no ass is not a good look.
Oh, yeah. Okay, you're right.
Yeah.
You look like a pee.
Yeah. And yeah, I would rather you get a boob job than to get...
You look like you're falling over.
And that's so funny you said that. You would rather a girl get a boob job than her ass
now,
done.
Now, let me ask you.
The next question, well, is natural or fake, so...
And not a lot of niggas know. But, you know, I'm open about it on the show. And I've noticed, like, dudes will that I've been with will, like, shade girls about fake asses. And I'll be like, but my tits aren't real. And it's like, that is, like... Oh, yeah, but no, like a fake ass. What is the big deal with fake asses?
I mean, it just doesn't... I mean, a lot of fake asses don't really look right.
Right.
Like, when you take
it doesn't match their legs. But not only that...
I've never seen, like, a good fake ass, and honestly, probably because
I've seen some good fake asses.
I've seen some good fake... Girl, the girl that I fuck, it's soft, because I think she got the BBL. When you get the shots, that's when it gets hard, girl. Yeah. I was eating this one pussy out, and I went to grab her ass, because I like ass, and it was hard.
Like that?
Like, it was, I felt like I was grabbing, like, bitch, grabbed a chair hole. It was hard. Mm-hmm. And it just, like, made my pussy drop. Just
I guess
bit.
I just want to see, like, a real looking butt.
As long as it's proportionate, I think it's fine,
it's
honestly.
It's the chicken legs at the bottom.
It's the chicken legs that, and so that was my next question. Natural or fake?
What?
In a female.
I prefer natural.
You prefer a natural female. Yeah. Okay.
As in, like, weave, too? You got a problem
right.
with
weed? You have a problem with weed, lashes?
I don't have a problem with any of it if it looks right. Like, I don't have a problem with a fake ass or boob job, weave. As long as it looks... Like, if your tracks are showing, we can't... You know what I mean?
Fair. She used to have that problem. Yeah, I used to be like, girl, let's cover the tracks up, girl.
I did, but that's when I was poor.
we can't do that, no.
Okay, and then the other one that I have is... I think we asked this maybe a last show, and I thought it was really good.
Which one?
No head for a year or no sex for a year?
No head for a year.
Really?
Yeah.
So you enjoy sex over head?
Yeah.
Oh, look, we both weren't expecting that.
No, actually, I asked like a few dudes, even the dude I'm fucking, they all said
no sex.
No sex.
Niggas is crazy.
No. It said till the end of the year. Now, what if it was that?
To the end of this year?
Yeah.
That's 4 months away.
Oh, yeah, I could do with no sex to the end of this year.
But that's what you would pick? You'd really pick no head?
Yeah, I don't. Because if good pussy feel like head.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
if it's wet enough and it's tight enough, I mean, it's
yo, look at Preacher's face right now.
Wait, do you agree? Do you disagree? Maybe you're not getting bitches who give good head. I don't think.
Who?
I was gonna say like
me. I've had some of the best head ever in life.
Really?
Maybe it's because the dudes I asked, I've sucked their dick.
I was about to say, maybe.
And they were like, "You do give
really good."
But you know what? I think it is like, I know I've made dudes come really fast off of head. And so if you want to just get shit done, it's like, okay.
I mean, sex is like to see a woman riding you and bending her over. And it's so many other
it's
things.
It's the imagery.
Yeah. I'm a visual
that.
Person.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I like to look at it in different
angles.
I like
the aesthetics, which is why natural is what I would go with.
Yeah.
And then she can come to the mall.
So head might feel better, but
you can do more with sex. That makes sense.
That does make sense.
I do like that. I do like that. So we're gonna go ahead and tippy toe into the conversation for today, and I'm gonna.
Oh,
go
this
ahead
wasn't
and...
the conversation.
No.
It gets.
Oh, it gets
okay.
better.
Okay, cool.
This is warm up.
This is warm up.
Like,
hello.
Okay. Have you listened to an episode?
Okay.
Big titties or big ass? What the fuck?
I'm rolling. That's why I'm here. I need to hear it.
Yeah. Well, now we
actually,
have to speed
to be
it
fair,
up.
One of our listeners, shout out to Maya. She was like, "Y'all went a little too like it was very soft on your last episode." About blowjobs. I was like, really? We talked about gagging and assholes. She's like, I don't know. I feel like you just really didn't go in.
It was a little safe. It's so crazy because now we probably got to speed this up because motherfuckers want to be on CP time. But I wanted to talk about this with you because we talked about it. I'm sure you have stories. So I'm going to go ahead and throw you out there. For y'all that don't know, Ma be around all the famous niggas. So if you want Drake, if you want like an athlete, Who else? You be around all the fucking Joe Budden podcasts, and you know that's a rapper too.
I don't be around nobody.
Whatever. So he be with Drake and all that shit. So if y'all want an OVO nigga, slide in Bond DMs.
Oh God, no! Please don't do that. Please.
But I wanted to ask you this because you being around these type of guys, I know you see a lot of. I don't want to call them groupies, but I know you see a lot of hoes that may not want to act like hoes or be hoes.
Mm-hmm. No, which, this is totally my ass.
You know. So before we get into this, I wanted us to have the quick discussion because I think it's necessary. What is a hoe to you? What do you define as a hoe? Because clearly on Twitter, it's a bitch who breeds. but what
oh,
makes
God,
a girl...
Oh, that's it. I know. I've got to get prostitute.
What makes a girl
point.
A hoe to you or your crew? What do y'all define as a hoe?
I mean, a hoe, it depends, man. Like, a hoe is not just somebody that's having sex to me. I think
right,
that's
we
like,
talked about that.
It's not just a sexual thing. Like, a hoe to me, like, because I'll consider a hoe just somebody that'll walk in the room and just fuck anybody just, you know, for whatever reason, just because they're horny. To me, that's crazy.
Oh. Huh.
Yeah.
Like, and that's happened.
At least have some type of attraction to the dude, whether it's physical or you just, you know, his mental,
what about
like,
one night stand type shit?
One night stand is cool. I don't look at a girl as a hoe if she has a one night stand.
Okay.
Like I've had one night stands with girls before, and that I see them in passing, but I don't think that they're hoes.
Have you ever like wanted to wife a girl that you don't want, or kept seeing a girl you had a one night stand with?
Wife, no. I didn't want to wife a girl that had a one night stand with.
Really? No. Look, we're both like
my longest relationships
were ones that started off first night. Well,
not one night stand, but actually,
like, well, like we fucked the first night.
I had a long relationship with a girl that I slept with the first night we hung out.
According to the Joe Budden podcast, you don't have relationships.
That's according to Joe.
According to Joe, you don't have girlfriends.
Well, that's because Joe has many relationships,
yeah, right? Like, and he puts them out in public as well,
right? So I'm the like the polar opposite. So of
you
course
keep them secretive.
No, not even secretive. I just don't like if I'm in a relationship with somebody and we break up. Like, I'm not going to be in another relationship, like, in a month.
Okay.
Like, I don't move like that. You know
so,
what I'm saying?
Let me ask you, because, again, you do hang with these crews. Mm-hmm. Do you... I like the song Crew Love. Mm-hmm. And I think that's Drake's song, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Love it. Do you guys look at girls who smash the homies? And how is that looked at?
Is that a hoe?
Is that a hoe? Like, if a girl comes around and has fucked either multiple people in the crew or different rappers, clearly they're all friends,
too. I'm
be honest,
I think you're a hoe if you smash homies.
Really?
Yeah.
And what about you? I'm curious as to what you think, because I clearly done smashed homies
And I don't
before.
Mean to shade chicks, but like I feel like there's a lot of dick out there.
I mean, it's a little hoe-ish, but... If
hoe-ish?
You, see, my thing is...
Has there been a lot of time that's passed?
Yeah. See, my thing is this. If you're cool, if you cool, if everybody in the crew like, yo, she cool, but it's like, you know, everybody has sex with her, we don't really look at you as a hoe. It's like, yo, that's the homie. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? Like, that's the homie.
That was so great. Can we name the episode homie?
Yeah, you know what I mean? That's the homie. So it's like, she cool as shit. Oh, you know what I'm saying? She probably come out of the crib. She cook her ass off. She probably got other friends she could bring through. But we all done smashed
that
her.
That is hilarious.
Just be cool. Like, the thing is, you just got to be a cool chick. You know what I'm saying? Like,
damn, is that why they keep me around? You? I was about to say, is that why they keep me around?
Just be a cool chick.
Because y'all can fuck my friends, too. If I don't like it, I don't want to keep fucking.
Yeah, just be cool.
But do you smash homies?
So I don't smash homies.
No, I don't.
Do niggas end up on the same team? Yes.
Trade didn't happen.
Shit, why the fuck?
Yeah, I've seen that plenty of times.
Yeah, so that has happened. And I can't control where they end up going to work. And I just gotta let them know. Listen, I didn't. Yeah.
So how did that?
Tell them. Like, there was one time. This is embarrassing.
Come
okay,
on,
we not
bitch,
talking
we
about
wait, embarrassing.
Not embarrassing.
Now something is embarrassing.
I know, right?
All of a sudden,
I'm finding my face.
Yeah.
No, there was one time where three of them ended up on the same
Ooh,
team.
Bitch.
Damn, I'm not finna sit here and say all three.
Nah, we don't need to drop names.
I mean, we bleep it anyway.
Oh, now we need to know, bitch. Just give me one.
Well, shit. That was a different time. they all ended up on the Lakers. So,
no, bitch, don't be recording.
Can we go
shit.
To LA, bitch? No, bitch.
Because technically we have three connects. Are they all
they're
on
not
the
all on the team anymore, bitch.
Damn,
go
niggas
away.
Got traded.
But I pretty much come out and have told them. And shit, I think one time I was dealing with seriously. And he laughed and was like, that's fine. I fucked baby mama. So it was just like, girl, clearly bleep bleep.
I think everybody fucked baby mama.
Me too.
They're going to be like, who the fuck are they talking about?
Me too. So, I mean, to me, I've been open with them. And when I've been open with them, it's not like if it's locker room talk, they could just brush it off like, yeah, man, I already know.
Also, I think that you kind of make the distinction where you, because you said earlier when Mal had just walked in, like, oh, these are hoes that be acting like they ain't hoes or whatever. You know, you're not trying to wife.
I'm just trying to wife Jay, but whatever. But anyways, we're not going to get into that. So what I wanted to discuss on this show, and that is, if you have a good story, we would love to hear it. But
hashtag, a popular hashtag is hoes be like.
Popular hashtag is hoes be like. And so we were on the phone one day at work.
I don't know how that happened.
And we was just going back and forth and was like, hoes be like. Okay, do you want to go?
My Uber don't work. I don't know what's going on my phone. Can you check yours?
That's a fact.
What's the other one we wrote?
So drunk. I don't think I'm going to make it home.
Oh, my God. I've never done this before.
Yo, why haven't we all hung out before?
She just moved up here.
Okay.
Recently, like a year ago.
You hung out with Mal before?
I've known him for like 5 years.
Oh, I don't know. Oh, I'm not a homie. Well, that's true.
No, that's not what I was asking.
Another whole thing, which actually just correlates with what we just said, was
I don't have the money for the plan B.
I didn't know y'all were friends while they're all on each other's Instagram. Bitch, you ain't know we was friends?
Yeah.
That's a common one.
That's definitely common.
So do you have any stories of where there was a girl maybe around, whether trying to hook up with you or trying to hook up with people in your crew, your little popular rappers, your athletes, whatever, and you're like, I've seen this girl around before, and she was trying to portray like maybe she hasn't been around? Because I feel like that's a common thing.
I directly saw a girl that used to be around us all the time, and then she had came to the studio one night.
Who's us?
Well, it was me and my homeboy. He was playing with the Nets at the time.
Okay.
So he was like, they weren't really dating. But,
I was just curious.
Was
this basketball player, athlete, friend? That's what I wanted.
Oh, he got all types of friends.
So
they were basketball players.
Yeah, they hung out a few times. She came to the house a few times. And so, you know, I knew her. I'm like, oh, what's up? So when I walked in the studio, she was there. I was like, oh, shit, what's up? She act like she didn't know me.
Maybe you haven't seen my Instagram.
I'm talking about she act like she did not know me at all. Like, we never met.
You wasn't going to blow up her spot.
Yeah, and it, she was so, like, real with it. It was like, I kind of felt like it wasn't her. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm looking like, maybe I'm bugging. Like,
please?
Yeah, and I'm looking. I'm like, and then, like, a week later, my homeboy told me, she said, yo, she apologized to me. Like,
same girl.
What did she say? What was her?
She was like, oh, she was kind of embarrassed because she was there with another one of my homeboys. So she didn't
They all basketball players? That like,
nah, my homeboy was rap. He's a rapper.
Oh, she crossing demographics.
Yeah. But it wasn't like, but the thing is, see, real niggas don't give a fuck. Like, we don't care about that.
Well, clearly, because China's been wiped, Amber Rose has been wiped.
Yeah, like, those are sucking niggas, though.
So what's the, now you gotta, now he has to explain.
Yeah.
Because to me, he just said, like, a nigga would talk to hoes, but hoes on what? Are there different levels of hoes?
He said that's a sucking nigga that, like, wipes her.
Oh, so they can fuck, but a sucker nigga's wife's hoes.
Yeah, we not having kids and all that. No, we ain't doing that.
Are there levels to, like, someone who slept with a couple athletes compared to...
I mean, somebody slept with somebody.
Hold on, but was Khalifa a sucker?
21 Savage?
Nah, I fuck with Wiz.
Hold on, let me take it back, because Kanye is not no, like, you fucked with Kanye, like, okay, like...
Yeah. Kanye went from Amber Rose to Kim.
No, I'm saying, like... To me, like, okay, you go in, like, basketball player to basketball player to basketball player. Like, bro, you had Kanye, like, okay, whatever. Like, it don't get, like, Kanye's huge.
But it's it don't matter how successful or how much money a nigga got. That don't mean he not a sucker.
No. But she was wifed by Kanye. So it's not like she was just fucking him or some shit. Like, it's not like you didn't do something that wasn't respectable, at least. I mean, Black China was, like, known.
But the thing about the Black China thing is Rob's family directly tried to tell him and keep him away from that. Like, what he's going through now, his sisters and his mom, everybody was like, yo, dog, what are you doing?
Right. Well, even going back to her dating Tyga, I lived in Miami, and clearly Drake had her on a song, so I'm sure Drake smashed that down.
Wayne. How do people know Black China? Like,
and Drake had her on a song. So is that, too, something where it's just like... She would be considered, like, that's the same crew, essentially. That's Young Money,
that's,
right?
Yeah, that's definitely
Crew.
Yeah, they were all Young Money.
It's the same family. I mean, she's...
But this is the thing, too, to the question to answer. It's like, Black China is, to me, I don't know if you'd agree, Ma, but she was bigger than Tyga. Like,
I don't think so,
She made him more poppin'. Like,
no, bro.
Here's the thing. Niggas is groupies for groupies now.
They are. Oh, that was,
you know,
good.
What I'm saying? So it's like, you got, that's just the era that we in. Like, niggas want the female 1 million that every other nigga's been with. Mm-hmm. Cause it's kind of like, you know, I mean, I wasn't raised like that. I was raised to get the girl that you bring a girl around niggas never seen, and then they like, damn, who's that? Right. That's how I was brought up. But now it's like, niggas look at it as a stat, like, oh, if I got a girl that Drake was just with, and now she with me, I kind of feel like me and Drake is on the same level. That's how some of these niggas think.
Right.
Because we share the, because we share the same women, dudes feel like, oh, so I must be popping like that nigga. No, you're not. Not you're not really popping like that nigga.
He and that's what I think I just meant when I said, and I couldn't articulate it, when I said Wiz had Kanye's girl. Like,
okay, so
that's how I was thinking, I think, in my head for a second. Like, I don't know. I mean, I feel like
Amber's
felt
like
that
a cool
lot,
chick. Like,
I felt like I'm not
going back to the homie thing. Like,
so it's so funny that I wanted to bring this up because it's something that, so Weezy just almost broke down this week. I've had about 3 niggas come for me.
Did I? Why?
Girl, because the guy came and called you a escort. Basically, our show is sending a lot of wrong signals to
oh
guys.
Oh my God, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Do you want to explain to
so,
the...
one of my girlfriends, she broke up with this guy. He voted for Trump. I feel like that's why he just went irrational. So I'm sorry, that was just shade I didn't need to throw. Anyway, so dude is wilding, right? He's yeah. cussing her out, calling her ugly, a whore, and this and that, just crazy. And he goes, I'm gonna write your family and tell her about your friends. And she screenshotted it to me, and she's like, I don't know why he's gonna do this. I'm like, tell them what? Mm-hmm. Right? Like, the girl and I go out to dinners together. I work in telecom. I'm an exec for a telecom company. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what's he gonna do? Matter of fact, I let me see if I can read you what he wrote. So she sent me a screenshot that
he
her
screenshotted
sister,
our show
that her sister sent that he sent to her sister, and this is what he said. Let me see if I can find
it. It's right
it.
There.
Here he goes. She's hanging with a very bad crowd. I felt you should know. This is her friend. She's an escort and a very bad person. I couldn't get through to her, but maybe you can. Then he screenshots our show. This is just an example of what this girl does. I'm just worried about her. She came home one night out with her and was roofied. Please talk to her about the company, Keith. Now, she wasn't roofied. We just got real fucked up. And I think she just told her man, I don't know what happened. I had 2 drinks and I'm wasted now.
Of course.
But no, I mean... I couldn't believe he said that. The thing that we base this show on is saying that we're not sex workers and that we work in corporate America. And I was so heartbroken for not only her, but even me. It hit me after, I thought.
Yeah, she hit me and was almost like, I feel kind of emotional about this. Like, I almost want to cry. That, like, is this what people think of us?
I feel like I'm an amazing person. That my friends think that about me, right? I take care of my family. I work really hard. Am I portraying myself terrible? Horrible?
Well, I get the same
Does it matter?
Response, and I wanted to ask you this because we've been friends for a while. Mm-hmm. And so you've seen the thirst traps I posted. You see clearly I post crazy memes and I'm very just open sexually. And so I've gotten guys come to me and basically say, like, I like you, but if we go serious, I don't want you doing this shit. And I'm just like, you wouldn't sit here and go into a strip club and wife a stripper and then tell her to stop stripping. You knew what you were getting yourself into. You knew who she was. Right. So when it comes to thirst traps and females on social media, they get this whole stigmatism. Like, what goes through a guy's mind? Like, to call them a hoe or to portray them as a hoe? Or what makes a girl a hoe because of her social media page? If that makes sense.
Well, you got to, first and foremost, again, you got to realize a lot of these dudes that we're talking about, you know, they were raised on the internet. They got all of their cool shit from looking at somebody else. Yeah. They wasn't really outside, like, you know, finding themselves and being cool on their own. So, I mean, anytime a woman is sexually free and she's, like, open sexually and she talks about it and all of that, you know, guys are going to be, oh, she's a hoe. Nah, she's not a hoe. Like, she just, she's owning what she's doing. She's like, you know, I give great head or, you know, like, I'm great in bed or, yeah.
Could you wife a girl like that?
Good question.
Would I?
Yeah. Would you?
Yeah, why not?
Okay.
So what we talk about on our show wouldn't be...
I was, like, really upset. I mean, to the point where I had to remind myself, like, I've had this conversation with a dude I'm talking to. He's like, I love what you do. I know you enjoy it. I appreciate it. I think it's great that you can do it and feel confident about it and enjoy it.
It takes a secure person. That's the thing. You're dealing with a lot of men with insecurities.
I wonder sometimes, like, is he bullshitting? Are there moments where it's too much? Where I might talk about sex and it's a little too much? He told me, like, I had to turn it off one time when you talked about a neighbor you fucked. Like, I can't, some things I can't hear. And I wonder, like, longevity wise, can someone really deal with this? A banana in my mouth on a podcast on iTunes. What if it does hit top 200 again? Like, what
I mean,
if it
but
does?
That, again, that's not, you got to be with somebody that's secure again. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of these dudes are insecure. They walk around like they, you know, tough, and a lot of these niggas is insecure.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if you tell a dude, if you walk in a room with a bunch of dudes, say, yo, pull your dicks out right now, how many of them gonna really do it? Honestly.
True. The ones with the big one.
The ones with the big dick.
Because like, when I was in school, really they used to slang them. They used to like to pull them back.
Yeah, but a lot of niggas are fold.
Would you pull your dick out, mom?
I'm curious. Would you pull your dick out?
I don't give a fuck. Okay. That's me, though.
I thought he was about to unbuckle, dude.
No.
Engineer's like, no, bro.
No.
You backed up at the chest.
This is a dumb dick zone.
No.
Do we need to do this podcast?
No, but that's me. That's me, though. You know what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck. That's the type of person I am. I just don't give a fuck.
Now, what things do you see on a girl's social media when you, in your mind, be like, oh my God, this bitch is a hoe? What is it that you see?
Oh, yeah, good question.
I mean, it's nothing like no picture. I wouldn't take a picture and say a girl is a hoe.
I'm going to tell you what make me say it.
Here we go with the bullshit.
What? I don't give a fuck when I click on a girl's Instagram and she's got a bunch of selfies in hotel bathrooms.
Oh.
Yeah, that's a little,
I always notice that shit. I'd be like, you in another hotel? And I'm like, dude, I'm going to be real with you. Like, I'm not broke, but my hotel be looking, all my friends, we be in one room. Right. We be in Thailand, but I'd be like, bitch, we at the W, but no, let's keep it together. Let's put all of our luggage on this one side. I'll sleep with you. We can rotate.
Right.
No, but I see girls in fabulous hotels.
No, I get that.
You know what I mean? Every other weekend, I'm like, bitch, you're a fucking hoe.
Yeah.
And then what do you do?
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
what do you do? Right. See, that's the question. What do you do?
Yes.
Oh.
Like a lot of girls can't answer that.
What do you? What answer do you get when you meet women? Like especially hanging with all these like.
Oh, that's a good thing. What is? Yeah.
You gotta be careful of the little things that women do now to kind of like, because there's ways to hoe now.
I have an online website. I'm marketing. I'm a real estate agent.
Well, no, I want stylist. Him to break. Wait, I want you to break
what?
Down.
Thank you.
Wait, I know.
What
wait,
the fuck
I know.
Did I
hold
just
on,
say?
Bitch.
She wanted to have a stylist
hold
on here.
Bitch. Don't do that. Don't do that because that's my friend and she not a hoe. I want you to actually break that down then. So, what are
the hoe jobs.
Red flags to girls who are hoes? And give us like a top five.
My top five hoe
jobs? Your top five hoe jobs.
Let me get a pen.
I'm going to offend some of my political connections, but it's all right.
Offend them hoes.
Top five. Massage therapist.
No. Nah. Bro, they do not come. They don't come and hang around Drake and say, I do massages.
LMT.
What's that?
Licensed massage therapist.
Oh. That's
chefs.
Like,
when a girl just pop up out the blue and she becomes a chef, like.
Okay. I'm gonna be honest, these were not the ones I was thinking.
It's so funny because
these
I know
really
two.
Ones.
You wasn't frying chicken last year this time.
That's
you know
so funny because I know of two Instagram, not Instagram, but they were video girls that are now chefs. So I'm not gonna say their names.
Yo,
but.
Chef D, what we got?
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Okay,
man.
So we have chefs, we have massage therapists.
Khaled's chef was great.
I think nannies, like. Is it like an old
bro, these
poker?
Bitches ain't saying they nannies.
An au pair is like
Yeah.
Actually, he's right.
You'd be surprised.
I met a really hot girl at One Oak this weekend.
Here we go.
Not with this weekend. Last weekend.
Event planners.
I was with Gabby, and this girl was gorgeous, perfect tits, ass, lips. I'm like, oh my God, do you model? She's like, oh no. I'm an au pair. Okay,
an
you fancy nanny.
Pair.
And then I found out she works at daycare, but whatever.
Okay, so the fourth one you said was event planner.
Mm-hmm.
That I can get.
I've seen a lot of event planners.
Is that like a promoter or are like actual event planners? Like,
like
I'll do
you
your
wanna,
baby shower.
Yeah, you want to do a party.
Oh my God, you're shading so many of my friends right now.
I mean, I'm just telling you off experience. This is all experience.
Okay, and what's the fifth one that girls say they do and it's really they're a hoe?
Real estate.
I knew it! Oh, shit! And these are all like...
Didn't you start doing real estate?
Bitch, don't try me. I mean, I did when I first moved here. But that's because if you look at it, real estate is one of the top two industries in New York City that you make a lot of money. So
top
you know,
5% of people make more than $200,000 a year.
Oh, I already
real
know.
Estate,
it's very hard to do. But with rentals, which is not a thing that you could do in many other cities. It's you know, it's decent money. You're getting your percentage off
of the
closes. I did do it when I first got here. However, I didn't have time to just make commission because you're not making anything hourly when you're real estate.
I actually just learned that you really go in there, sit and
post ads and hope these motherfuckers qualify. Because a lot of people not even passing their goddamn credit check. So I don't know what the fuck they think they gonna do.
So I like that you didn't mention bartenders, and I'm gonna just say why.
Oh, are we gonna touch
on
this?
No, but I mean
because bartenders really do make money. It's just like no. I'm not being shady. I'm serious.
Oh, this is a first.
Because
she's shady as fuck.
You're right.
We didn't have the word
like the disguised hoe job, but I feel like bartenders like
aren't disguised.
No. They're not in that like I'm not pretending thing. Like we know you're in the club, you out there, you working at a strip club, you got the panties on, bartending. Like they already kind of own their like it's already a known thing to me. There's so many star tenders.
Yeah, I thought y'all was talking about more so like the
No, we were. So those were great hidden ones. Yeah. So you're saying that it's not hidden that bartenders are hoes?
No, that's not.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying like bartenders can keep their own lifestyle. Like an event planner and a stylist, I don't believe you.
Yeah, like bartenders and like bottle service.
Bartenders
girls,
are making
like,
money.
Yeah, I bartended but for like, quite some time and made
stylists.
I mean, bartenders killed the strip club scene in New York.
In New York, oh, it's awful. But not only that.
What do you mean?
Well, so I bartended for like 7 years, but them bitches can't even make drinks.
Yeah, a lot of these bartenders now, they don't know how to really make drinks. And
at all.
They make, you know, when you got guys going in giving the bartenders more money than the actual dancers, it's kind of like the dancers are like, well, why am I dancing?
Oh, bartender, I'm not taking my clothes
And a
off.
Lot of these bartenders now used to dance.
Mm.
Yeah,
tip
a lot
of bartenders,
them.
Right?
Like a lot of these bartenders, I remember they was dancing like a few years ago. They
Absolutely.
Were some of my favorite dancers in the city.
And now they're behind the bar.
And now they're behind the bar. And it's like, you know, they still like twerk and shit.
They do
and it's
twerk.
Like, so I'm confused.
They
like,
do.
What are y'all doing?
What do you mean? Oh, like at the bar.
And because you can't get nude here, essentially they're wearing just about the same amount of clothes
Damn, bitch,
as the dancers.
I'm going to be in Atlanta. Like I might have to go to a black strip club.
But you have to go to a strip club in Atlanta, bitch.
I miss Atlanta.
I want to finger bitches when they're naked.
Yeah, it's different down south.
Like, let me lick your titties. You could do all this shit in
Labor Day weekend. They gonna be on the ball.
Yeah.
Oh, they ready.
I haven't been to a New York black strip club yet, though.
You haven't been?
No, because really? I'm from the south. Why? These bitches ain't twerking like that. That's how I feel.
Oh yeah, and the bodies are much different. Like it's just different.
I'm used to like Miami, like Atlanta strip clubs, New Orleans, baby dancing on cardboard boxes. But I like shit like that, so I feel like New York is just gonna be like super bouge, like star tender stripper girl with him.
Yeah. No, I agree. You gotta go south if you want a real strip club experience. I believe that.
So. Like you were saying, so with these girls, like how do they make their living? They're like they're stylists, event planners, whatever, like makeup artists.
I mean, they do a couple of events, but you know, a lot of them, you know, they get in where they fit in. If they could fuck,
if
this
you
dude
gonna
and,
fly me out, I need you to cover what I would miss from
now,
working.
The flying out, like you're, like
That's
you don't have to
is.
Say who, and I'm not asking who, but like rappers, athletes, like are they just paying for these girls to come out there, or are they like paying their, like giving them cash? Like how do you, what do you see? The
yeah,
most?
Do you know? If, I mean, no, not to. Put anyone on blast that you hang with, but do you see that girls are just getting trips and you're with them, or do you see that these guys are actually cashing these girls out for trips?
Oh no, they cashing them.
They
out.
Cashing them out.
Yeah. Like how much?
Well, I know one girl. I mean, she wasn't even fucking with the dude anymore, and he was just having like 10,000 sent to her every month.
Oh!
She hadn't spoken to him in like 6 months, so she asked. She was like, "Yo, should I tell him? Like, cause I don't even fuck with him no more." I'm like,
wait,
she not even,
she
not even missing
him.
That 10,000. He don't give a fuck about that.
Oh, it was like on
enough.
Automatic
yeah.
draft?
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay, so like question. Have you seen normal girls with?
Yeah.
Like girls with 200 and 300 followers
yeah.
be on the same shit? Yeah. What I tell you, bitch. I told you, I be trying to tell her it's not just the Instagram models.
No, it's not.
It's not. There's pretty
listen,
girls.
Listen, a lot of these niggas really do just sit on the internet and look for
and
bitches.
Look for bitches.
You know what? Since me and Mandy started this podcast, a few basketball players have wrote me.
And she be like, girl, do you know him? I be like, oh. Yeah. Yeah, girl, I know
these
him.
These niggas are telling me on Facebook. Yeah. LinkedIn. Yeah. I swear to God, one wrote me and he was like, what's good? And I said, nothing, question mark. And he wrote me back like, LOL, you straight? And I'm like, is this how this goes?
Yeah, it's kind of like what the fuck you doing? He thinking you know what I'm saying? He's expecting you to already know what it is.
To know what it is.
And it hit me. You know, Mandy, a dude I had dated, I met him on Twitter. Mandy was like, oh, my homeboy, blah, blah, blah. He was in the NBA. And, you know, I started falling for him or each other, whatever. You know, he was coming to Florida to see me and shit like that. And it's hilarious because we had just had a conversation. She's like, bitch, he's slid in your DMs. I'm like, no, girl, we were in love.
Okay. No.
You know, like, come on. Like, it family's crossing
social
and
media.
Shit. No.
Right.
Like, we're close. She's like, no, bitch. Like, yeah, I was a hoe.
Big time hoe.
Whoa.
Okay,
big
not
time.
A big time
bitch,
hoe.
I done fucked three niggas on one team, as you just said.
It was because of trades. They weren't all on the same team to begin with. Fuck you. Fuck you. It happened over the span of time, okay?
Excuse me,
I wasn't even fucking them all at the same time. It just... You know,
would you fuck them all at the same time?
Oof. Let me think of them three again. Well, one comes fairly fast, so yeah, okay. The other one is kind of big. Actually, the one I could probably just handle him by himself. I don't think
you
I could.
You just
add
said three dicks in a room was your limit. Remember
when right? So this is I'm looking at these three dicks in particular. I don't think I could do these three at the same time because one is a lot.
How tall is the tallest one?
Actually, two of them are 6'11".
Woo!
I hate you. Anyway,
I'd do it. I'd have to be like blindfolded or masked up or something to make me feel like I'm not hoeing.
Yeah, I want y'all to know if you guys.
Is that what's gonna make you feel like you're not hoeing?
Is a blindfold?
Okay, this is the thing.
As long as you don't know how many dicks.
It's not
you're
like
taking.
I don't have desires for skanky things. It's just that I don't want to like. I don't know. I guess I can't live with the fact. But like, if you didn't know it was me, like I could be a vacation hoe. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Right. You know, no, I feel you.
So it's funny because the nigga I'm talking to, I'm going to Japan with my friends for 2 weeks. I'm like, I know you ain't anywhere to be fucking nobody, bro. Because you know I'm not going for that shit. The height limit's like 5'7".
Well, duh. I've never had Asian dick. I've been thinking about it.
I've been thinking about just having one little fling with like one of them like gangster Japanese dudes, like Rush Hour. You know what I'm saying? Like real like. Like jumped out,
you know. Jumped out.
Like plus, I'm probably gonna be looking for drugs anyway, right. So might as well get them for free. Yeah. You know.
Oh, you gonna fuck for drugs? God damn, this gets more hoish.
No,
I love it.
I'm not on some crackhead shit. I'm just saying, you know, like dinner, drug date, sure.
Dinner, drug date.
On vacation, anything goes when you're in Kyoto.
Dinner, drug date. I like that.
You like that?
Yeah, I like that.
You should see if that works in the DMs.
We gotta cut this out. I've been tripping lately.
Dinner drug date is
dinner
crazy.
Drug
okay,
date.
Let me just explain what my ideal Tokyo like whisk me away date would be. It'd be like, so a lot of Japanese my friends have been looking stuff up, like you really can't have tattoos out in the open like that.
Yeah, they were
because you're associated with gangs. Mm-hmm. So if I see some like ganged up, like Scarface, you know, Jun Tao, that's who I got my crush on. I keep bringing him up, Jun Tao. And you know, he takes me to some like underground Japanese place and shit. And it's like really fancy where the sushi is like ultra fresh, you know, like Gyro Life sushi from Netflix, right. You know, and whatever. He's like, you know, you like this. And he give me some.
Do the language again.
I think that might have been Vietnamese for my nail lady, but.
She's fucking crazy.
She's fucking terrible.
She's crazy.
Dude, I'm not going to get it. Maybe I'll fuck a Japanese girl. Have you ever fucked Asian girls? Is it tighter?
No.
It's not.
It's not.
Wait, black and Chinese don't count because I know we got all these Blasians in America.
No,
that don't
like
count
Asian.
As Asian. Like Asian.
I'm full Asian.
How you say, Mao?
Yeah. This one is off the hook.
Dude, I gotta stop because I feel like white people do black people like this in the corner, so I just can't like talk. Okay, I'm trying not to be racist. Okay.
Well, guys, if you guys want to listen to more of Maul, he like has all of the sports inside news and
what?
I mean, you be wrong a lot, but no, you be.
I be right even when I'm wrong.
You might watch it, but she fucks them.
Don't do this, bro. I be having the inside too. I can't just use my sources though.
Right, right.
Mandy's like, I already know we're getting traded.
Damn, boo, that's where you going? But no, if you guys do want to listen to more of Maul, he's on the Joe Budden podcast. With Rory and Joe Budden fuck ass. And where can they find you on social media? Because you done changed your name on me.
Yeah,
why did you change your name? Too many underscores?
People were saying it was hard to find. I don't know
how. Many underscores?
Some bullshit.
Like six.
Well, you can't see the underscores. Just
right, so
like
who put six underscores behind their name? But he was Maul underscore 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 underscore.
So what is it now?
It's Maul underscore by the way.
Still got an underscore.
BTW or by the way?
BY
the way. Okay, and is that where you didn't change your name on Twitter, though,
no.
Did you? Okay, so it's still Maul with all them underscores, but he pops up because he's, like, cool with Drake and all them people, so he's kind of popular. So, wait, don't you have a blue check mark?
No, get the fuck out of here. Hell no, I never want that.
No?
Why?
No.
Why?
What I need a
do you
blue
know the mark? Pussy that would be thrown at you with that blue check mark?
Bro, cool. I'm
if
not
that's,
gonna
if that's the pussy
when
that's going to be thrown at
blue
I don't
check
want
marks,
that.
I'd be like, oh my God.
Really? That does something to
like,
you?
Like, I've never like done something with it, but yeah. Like, it does make me feel like a little more
ooh, you official.
Yeah. I'm like, how do you find
like,
me?
Like, on Seeking Arrangement, Sam there's
White
a check mark.
Right? Oh, the white cap where we had him on. He followed me. I said, $250,000.
Yeah.
Shit.
She got so excited.
That's funny.
But see, y'all hang in circles like that.
Yeah, so.
So, like.
I mean, to me, that's just, I don't know. My thinking is different.
I'm not saying impression as far as like, yeah. Oh my God, I got to fuck with this, like blah, blah, blah. But like, can I say it just makes me, whoop. Yeah.
Okay, and do you have anything coming up? Like, do you have any live podcast shows coming up or anything you want to tell the people?
I mean, we got some shows pending right now. We just trying to get this deal done. Hopefully, we get it done this week.
Oh, a deal.
So
oh, you going to be on Vice?
Y'all signed and shit?
I'm just saying.
I mean, we trying to take this thing to the next level.
That's what's up.
We'll totally come on as the horrible people.
I would love to have y'all on, actually. I think
that would
make
be
a great.
Great
conversation.
You should.
Yeah, because I want to know why Joe hates me. No, well, Joe hates me, so I would definitely like to get on there and talk to him face to face.
Until you told me that, I had no idea.
If you bring it, yeah, I'd like to know why Joe dislikes me.
That would be a great conversation.
Do y'all have guests?
Yeah.
From time to time, I've noticed that they've had guests sometimes, and I'm not going to lie, I really enjoyed the show with Young Berg.
Yeah.
He was...
A lot of people didn't know how active and how big he was.
Very active, and I met him, oh my God, maybe like 10 years ago. He's very just creative and intelligent. He's a great guy. So I really enjoyed that show.
Five favorite R&B records he probably wrote and produced.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he's really good. So if you guys haven't yet, do so and check out the Joe Budden podcast. You have Maul alongside Rory and Joe Budden, and they talk about sports. I get my music. I ain't gonna lie. Y'all be dropping some good-ass music like, what is it, the first listens? Or
Sleeper Picks.
Sleeper Picks. Them shits is lit.
Okay,
so,
I'm really embarrassed because I've only listened to a few, and it was one
that's
where...
That's okay. You ain't gotta be embarrassed.
And you could go back. Like, they're really good. So... Guys, hit up Maul. You guys know y'all can hit us up always at horrible_decisions on Instagram. You can always hit me up on Instagram and Twitter at Full Court Pumps. And this bitch is lonely on one social network. We got to get her on more because they're asking for you on Twitter. So where can they find you?
I get way too high to be on Twitter.
Yeah, but that would be great.
Not at this point in my career.
So, that would be great, though.
So where can they find you?
I feel like they'll be at 5 a.m. like, I can't sleep, niggas. Yeah. And they'll be like, wait a second. Yeah. If you can. Okay, we got to go.
All right. Thank you, guys. Another episode. Holla.
Bye.
Bye.
I'm too glad you only came the last 30 minutes. That was fun.
Yo, listen, that train shit, I don't know what's going on with the